Let's not lose that spirit that's in this house. Go ahead, close your eyes and raise your hands. Beautiful spirit here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him. Seated for just a moment. Just a moment. You may be seated. Keep worshiping the Lord, though. It's beautiful in this place. It's beautiful in this place. I was not raised in church, so I don't take this for granted. I was not raised around a Pentecostal pew or around the Pentecostal experience. I was not raised around Christianity. I was not raised around a preacher, a choir, a building. So I don't take this for granted. I love what I feel in this place. Is there anyone that can agree with me? I don't want to take this for granted. Amen. What I heard today with the testimonies, not only people receiving the Holy Ghost, other testimonies that your pastor will share with you and what God is doing. And then people receiving the Holy Ghost and being blessed in outside the church. If everybody, all the young marrieds, all the young people, and if some of the rest of you feel it, if you would take that boldness that happened this afternoon and actually do this all the time and asking people if they want the Holy Ghost in their homes, knocking on their doors and actually asking them, would you like to receive the Holy Ghost in your home? If you will do, and don't be afraid of it. How many knows it's so easy to get the Holy Ghost? It is so easy to get the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, we'll just kind of just look out here right now. Is there anybody that would like to receive the Holy Ghost right now? Right now. Is there anybody? I'll pray for you right now. What about this young lady right here? Would you like to receive the Holy Ghost right now? Would you like to receive the Holy Ghost? Huh? What'd she say? You're good? Well, I know you're good, but not good enough. Either am I. I'm good. I guess that's the... Either that means no, not right now, or don't bug me. The latter, right? But would you like the Holy Ghost if this was the right time and place? Well good then. You can get the Holy Ghost then. You can get the Holy Ghost. Is those your children down there in the nursery out in front of you there? All right, so in just a few minutes, I'm going to pray for you, and you're going to get the Holy Ghost, okay? So, just like that. Boom. I feel it all over you. Hermano, Espíritu Santo. Would he like to receive the Holy Ghost tonight? Huh? Yes, see? Habla lengua. Tell him he's going to receive the Holy Ghost tonight then. Just a minute. Looking over here. Anybody over here you would like to receive the Holy Ghost? Young lady right back there with your hands on your mouth. Right there. Yeah. You have it, right? You go to Assembly God Church. You spoke in tongues? You spoke in tongues? Is that a yes? Yes. Did you speak in tongues tonight? You had to look around. I seen your eyes real quick. He's got me on the spot. No, don't be afraid. You won't flunk the test. This ain't a pop quiz. Did you speak in tongues tonight? You did? Okay, all right, I'll come back to you. Making sure. What about over here? Anybody right there? She's going to get it. What about the sir in the plaid shirt, blue, there? Would you like to receive the Holy Ghost tonight? I don't know. I promise you one thing. If you don't like it, you can give it back, okay? This thing comes with a warranty. It'll never break, never rust, never wear out. It can fix it. It'll get the darkest stains out. You know, it's got all that. Man, it's got traction. It's four-wheel drive. This Holy Ghost is real, man. And I heard when people get the Holy Ghost, it makes them better hunters.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. Maybe in just a few minutes. All right, we'll pray. There you go. At least I got a nod. Yeah, 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 yeah. What about through here? You got it, right? Boy, young man, white shirt, right? Black, yeah, yeah. You got it, right? You got it. You got it, sir? What about your kids? What about your kids? Gentlemen, lady in the red blouse, right behind you, that gentleman. Is it, your kids have the Holy Ghost? Your kids got it? Yeah, that one does. That one needs it. All parents that think their kids need it, raise your hand. Yeah. All the parents that have kids that have the Holy Ghost think they need it again. Yeah. Everybody that's married that thinks their husband needs it again. Yeah. Sure. I ain't going on that wife thing. Don't get me there. No. Smart man. Hey, amen. Y'all got the Holy Ghost through it. But what about these two young men right here? No, parlez-vous français? None. No, I don't speak French. Were you speaking French? Russian. Slava Boga. Is that close? Perfect. Someone told me that's how you say praise the Lord. One of the Russian languages. I don't know. Slava Boga? Is that close? Yeah. I probably slaughtered that like I do the English, so it doesn't matter. The young men next to you, would they like to receive the Holy Ghost? You have the Holy Ghost? Fill them again. Praise God. Amen. Try it. You can't run on empty all the time. Praise God. Coming down through here. Praise God. Starting in the back there. I feel like Bob Barker right now. Praise God. Young man right there in the white t-shirt. Lady in the red in front of you. Young man right there. Yeah, he's looking around. He can't see my eyes, but there you go. There you go. There you go. Sister, you just moved to one side or the other. There you go. Yeah, there he is. Yeah. Would you like to receive the Holy Ghost? What's that? You already have it. Did you speak in tongues tonight? No. Well, tonight we'll just pray through again. Now, what about the young lady next to you? Yeah. Now, the young lady next to you. But you go to church. Oh, it's only like my second time today. You know, I go to another church. I was raised a Catholic and... You know, and I was raised all them Jehovah's Witness and Mormon, and I did all that stuff, and I just decided to be a good sinner. It was a whole lot simpler, you know. So, tonight, would you like to receive it? I mean, it's cool. I know, it's so cool, huh? Do you like the music? Yeah, and you get visual with it. This is better than MTV, I'm telling you. And it's psychedelic. Yeah. So you like what you feel and see around here? Yeah, you like it. You better believe you like it. Yeah, and it's going to get on you. All right, so you're going to receive the Holy Ghost too tonight. It's going to be right, okay? Yeah, just receive it. Don't worry about that guy next to you. I got something for him tonight. That's it. You can slip in the Holy Ghost. Just don't slip into darkness. Slip right into the light. I was walking down the road and I slipped into the wall. Hallelujah. That's what I call off the wall. By the way, I might be preaching right now. Amen. Anybody else over here? Y'all got it? You sure? How do you know? Okay, just checking. Checking. I got my radar out. Just checking. Okay. I'm kind of being real careful right here. This nice, beautiful, elderly couple right in the middle aisle, right? Yes, yes. You come here, sir? Do you come here? Is this your church? Is this your church or a first-time visitor? Do you like what you see and hear? It's yeah, as long as you stay out of the aisles, it's okay. You know, you don't want to get out in the middle of 5 o'clock traffic, boy. If you do, put your blinker on, you know. I'm getting out there in that aisle. Whoa, made it to the restaurant faster than what I thought. They got the Holy Ghost 20 years ago. Right here. Oh, my God. Beautiful. 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 And I'm real bad on names, so please forgive me. And I'm just checking again. You want it? Yeah, he just, don't forget me. What's your name? Nathaniel. Well, I seen you when you were sitting underneath the tree. Nathaniel. No, not really. A pure Israelite, yes. Well, you want it tonight? You can get it tonight. Okay? It's real simple. Okay, coming around, just making sure. My eyes are getting bad. Y'all got it. You got it. You have it? Yeah, you got it. All right, making sure. Go. Young man, no, I seen that young man speaking in tongues. Young man with the shorts, T-shirts. I seen you up here, man. Because if I was coming after you, you know. You're lucky I seen you speaking in tongues, buddy. Because I was zeroing in on you. You're lucky. Okay. All right. Well, I can do two things here. We can just, y'all just come and get the Holy Ghost in a few minutes. So we can do that. Or I can preach for an hour. Ushers lock the door. This girl's over here like this saying, oh my. You don't want me to preach for an hour, do you? Huh? See, because I'm on California time. It's only 5 o'clock, folks. So I can preach for, you know, until 5 to 8. I can preach a long time here. But what I'd like to do is see people receive the Holy Ghost right now. All right? So, and there's a reason I'm doing this like this. Trust me. This ain't my first rodeo. All right? Is there any kids that don't have the Holy Ghost that would like to have the Holy Ghost? Children. Nathaniel, yes, you can get it. Any kids over here, you don't have it. And you'd like to have it. Would you like to have it, young man? Red shirt, red and white shirt in the back row? Huh? He has it? He wants refilled. It's just like a tire. When it goes flat, you got to pump it up again. That's right. And his parents are saying, yes, right. You need it. Right. Because I want all the kids to know if you get the Holy Ghost, your parents take you to Walmart tonight. Yeah. Any kids over here, you'd like to receive the Holy Ghost? There's one. Okay. Those two girls, two? Three? Yes, that's right. You can get it. They're like half mass. Okay. Put it way up there. Put your hand way up. All right. They'll get it. All right. that boy wants. Yeah, that's me. That's right. That's right. This little guy. This little guy wants it. How old is he? 3? He's 4. Oh, you should have got a long time ago. Because you've been sinning for a whole year, probably. He's going, yeah. That's right. Marilyn Manson. Yeah, that's right. He can get it. Oh, my God. She's got a ruler in her hand. No, you know what he's saying? He's not saying, I want the Holy Ghost. He's saying, save me! Save me! Son, I'm going to save you in just a minute. You want it? You want it? Okay. You'll get anybody else over here? This young boy, you want it? Good. You want it? Okay. Somebody's counting, right? That's almost like 50 people so far that want it. Please don't check out on me, okay? Please don't. Please don't check out, especially if you're a saint of God. Don't check out on me. Don't check out. Because I can preach, and you know that I can preach. We can pray people through. I'm being very sensitive because there's a what I'm dealing with here is a feeling. What I'm dealing with here is more than just a message. You see, in our Christianity and in our Pentecostalism and in everything that we are doing, we are always reaching and doing what we do to worship God. And I want us just for just a second, because in the book of Acts, I'm dealing with a feeling here right now. I'm dealing with somebody seeking after God if happily they can find him. Please, no more moving in and out if you can. The book of Acts lets us to know that when Paul was on Mars Hill, that he was speaking to a bunch of Grecians that had been learned in many philosophies and ideas. And there were statues of every kind. And he said, I watched their devotions. That word devotion, S-E-B-M-U-S in the Greek, which actually comes under the word submission or subject. He watched their devotions in that particular. He watched them submit themselves to that statue. Are you still with me right now? He was standing up on this hill, and there were so many different statues and idols. And so he watched them submit themselves in a devotion. And what you've seen here tonight, people that are worshiping Jesus and falling under his submission as they are showing their devotion. Are you still with me here right now? But I'm afraid that we are living in a society right now that there are people, and if we're not careful, unbeknownst to them, they will submit or give their devotion to things that they have no idea that they're giving their emotions through devotions. That they submit themselves to these things without knowing that as they were devoting themselves in this participation, number one is music. Many times when you listen to music, you have no idea what you are actually submitting yourself under or to. When you are listening to, again, say like a Marilyn Manson or a Slipknot or anyone in that arena, or even music that does not constitute morality, and you tap your foot to it, and you like the sound of the beat, but you're not sure really what's going on. You are coming under that devotion to that music, or you are submitting yourself to that, and you actually begin to worship that. Are you still with me here now? The reason I'm being very careful tonight, because there is definitely a move of God that's happening right now There is a spiritual move in this church that is exploding and moving, and prayer meetings and evangelism that's going to break out and all this. But at the same time, you hear me and don't talk no more, please. There's also a judgment that comes with that. Every great move of God and tremendous move of God, of waves, of outpouring and all these things, there's always that side of God that he has to take care of things too. And so he gives a chance for people to repent and find their place to God as this move is going on. And as this move of God is going on, so they God winks at ignorance and says, I'm gonna give you a chance. While this move of God's going on, I'm gonna give you a chance to repent, to come to me and feel after me, that I can touch you, because the Bible lets us to know that in the book of Acts, as he was talking to the Grecians, that judgment has to come along with that. Judgment has to display itself, because you cannot take things away from God because he's God all the time. So if God is here, he's not only the God of healing and blessing and saving, but he's the God of judgment at the same time. So I'm being very careful. It'd be easy for a preacher to get up in a demeanor in which I feel right now, having the display of what God is dealing with and wants to do. And I'm being very careful, because God is going to fill people with the Holy Ghost tonight, and things are going to happen here. But at the same time, if you're not careful and you mock what's going on, this is what it said. He said, if you mock, now, I've been paraphrasing the book of Acts chapter 17, don't go there, but as he's standing there talking to everybody about this, and then all of a sudden he says, now you happily feel after God if you can find him. In other words, he was saying, you may not get a chance to find him. Because then he said this, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. He's going to judge the world, and he encourages them, and he says this, and so Paul departed and left, but there were some that were mocking what Paul was talking about. And so what I am here to tell you tonight is, be careful that you don't make fun of what's going on right here, because you may not get a chance to feel God again. A little bit different, ain't it, church? He said, I want you to feel after me if you can happily, if you can. That means when you found him and you got touched, I finally came in contact with God. But there might be some that never get a chance to feel God again. That's my concern tonight. And I don't have to preach it hitting the podium. That's why I went around to everyone that I thought didn't have the Holy Ghost, because I want them to get the Holy Ghost. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost and you walk out without the Holy Ghost, you may not get another chance, because the spirit of mockery will come on you and you will make fun of this. So, well, I sure put a damper on your party. Why did I have to be so heavy right now? Because when you come into the presence of God like this, like we feel, it's not a time just to be not caring. Because this church is moving. When you're going into that next paradigm level shift, as you're leaving and you're going into new, it always comes with blessings. It always comes with direction, but also that which is left behind will be judged, and you go on to the next. Is that making sense to you? Hello? When you move in from one house to the other, you know what you do with that old house? It's gone. It's over. We'll never come back. We got a new house. This church is moving into a new house, into a new place. This crack in the door of praying people through in the apartments, that's just the beginning. People are going to be praying people through at Walmart, in the parking lot, at the schools. Don't mock it. Don't mock it. I'm challenging you with a wildness. And you know I'm wild. Most of you don't understand. I'm taking a few more minutes here. Those of you that I have not been raised in church all my life, and I am very prone to see the dark side of things because I'm familiar with it. And so walking that edge of Holy Ghost filled, knowing the spiritual thing, and I look back and I see dark, and I see how darkness reaches for people. Hello. And so in this service, I'm trying to make sure spiritually the door is locked before you get out of here, because you really need the Holy Ghost tonight. You really do. And those saints of God, as this church moves, you don't want to get caught. And as he closes the door on this chapter of your life, and you're moving into this new chapter, some folks get caught right in the door. You make sure. I know what I'm talking about. That's the way that it is. So, everyone's going to pray here tonight. Everybody. Amen. Everyone's going to pray. And I am going to say this. You better make sure that you're feeling God in this service. Every saint of God, every grandma, grandpa, every young person, everybody, even if you're struggling, I want you to feel God before you leave. You've got to feel God before you leave here tonight. Because if you don't feel God, you will mock this. You will criticize this. And he's winking at ignorance once, but he commandeth all men right now. I'm taking you someplace else. Follow me. But don't mock this anymore. This is all right tonight. Man, I do some weird stuff, don't I? I do weird stuff. If you have the Holy Ghost and you've spoken tongues before, would you stand? Now, if you haven't, don't stand. Don't stand. All right. Well, those of you that are sitting, you need to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. You need to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. You may be seated. Those of you that don't have the Holy Ghost, would you stand? There you go, stand. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. Young lady, just stand. Don't worry. I could be talking to you. Just stand. Ain't gonna hurt you. There you go. All right. Those of you that don't have it, keep standing. Okay? What I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to come down here and let me pray for you. Would you like to come down? Stand right here. Would you like to come down? Okay. You don't have to. This isn't a have to. Make a line right across here. Because everybody else is coming too. Make a line right across here. A line. Yeah, shoulder to shoulder. There you go. There you go. Here you go, Mama. There you go. Stand right over here. That's right. You can stand amongst these children. Anybody else? Would you like to come? I'm glad you came. Okay? Glad you came. Anybody else? Would you like to come? Spirit of Jesse? Okay. There's one more that they went to the facility. Okay, we'll wait. See. No comprende español poquito. Me. But I know Espiritu Santo lengua. Habla lengua. Okay. Are you sure? You're positive? Are you positive? I'm begging you to come. Actually, I'm begging you to come. Could you come? Okay. I just want you to know, remember, a preacher actually begged you to come. You'll never forget this. You'll never forget this as long as you live. I'm begging you. Come. All right. I tried. Sir, plaid shirt. Thumbs up. Cool. Want to come? Not tonight. Too many things you got to take care of. Oh, man. I hate that. I wish we could take care of them for you right now. Well, matter of fact, we could if you got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's so simple. No one's got to be perfect. All the perfect people say amen. You're lying. Boy, I got to preach on the book of Revelation. And all liars in hell, they're part of the lake of fire with burning, with brim. It's not a heavy thing. Don't worry. People think, oh, this is heavy. No, no, no. I don't want you to feel like this is heavy, okay? This is not. It's not heavy for me. All right. Are you sure? One more time. One more time. No. Man. How can I get you to come to this altar? I should have preached an hour. You sure? Anybody else? All right. Shall we stand? Praise God. Hallelujah. God, this is so much fun. This is great. Are you ready? All right. This is what's going to happen. You're going to receive the whole. How many people's up here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I won't forget you. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. This young man too? No, he just up here. 17. All right. Now listen. Now I know I could have preached. I know that. I understand that. But I just feel such a heaviness because I'm trying to reach certain people that are not responding. You understand that? I'm trying to reach the people that, and I'm being very careful and loving and funny, but serious at the same time. I'm trying all these things. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, but we make it such a storybook fairy tale sometimes. You got to slow down and just tell folks about it. We're going to worship Jesus. We're going to pray to him in just a moment, and he's going to fill you with his spirit. Now, for some of you kids, you don't have a lot of repenting to do. You listening to me? In other words, you're going to ask Jesus to forgive you. But for the adults and the older ones, what I'm telling you is, you understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And what he did, now listen to me. Jesus says, I want to come in your heart, right? He wants to come in your heart. Jesus is going to come into your heart right now. But he doesn't come in your heart without showing you that he's there. Now, if I was to ask you to shake my hand, accept the Lord as my personal Savior, that ain't much. That's just a little sinner's prayer. Stay still, boys. But what I am concerned about is what the Bible says, that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes in, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And this is why he chose tongues as a sign that you receive the Holy Spirit. Because James said, nobody can tame the tongue. It's the most unruly member. It's just out of control. But when he comes into your heart, he fills your heart. And he comes out through a beautiful language to let you know, hey, something happened to me. Something happened to me. I'm feeling this in me right now. And that's why I chose that as a sign to you, that that's what happens when he comes in. So a couple questions that I ask you is this. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus. Y'all believe in Jesus, right? You believe in Jesus. What's that? Yes, sir. You believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus? Yes. Yes. You believe in Jesus? You believe in Jesus? Spit your gum out. You'll be speaking in tongues, blowing a bubble. You believe in Jesus? Do you know that Jesus died on the cross? You know that Jesus died? Yeah, he's worried about his gum. Don't worry. Remember, you're going to Walmart. Yeah. Jesus died on the cross for your sins, right? Right? Yes, yes. We know that, sis. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Okay? He sent his spirit back. Yes? He sent his spirit back. Yes? Do you believe that? He sent his spirit back. Are you listening? You listening? He sent his spirit back. Yes? Right? Right? He sent his Holy Ghost, right? Yeah. What's that? Yeah, I already knew that. Excuse me, here's the microphone. Teasy. So when he comes back in your heart, he comes out. So I'm going to lay hands on you. Okay? The same word that the Bible says, and as he preached the word, the Holy Ghost fell, is the same word that is used when the place was shaken where they prayed for the Holy Ghost fell. It's also connected to the laying on of hands. It fell on them. The Bible says when he laid hands on them, it fell on them. For if you remember in the book of Acts, it says, for the Holy Ghost had fallen upon none of them. So then he laid hands on them, so the Holy Ghost is going to fall on you. It's going to come on you. And hands and falling is connected with feeling. So when I lay my hands on you, it's going to happen to you. Here's my question. Do you believe that you're going to get it? You believed in Jesus? Okay. Then he's going to give you his spirit when I lay my hands on you in a special way. Okay? Is that cool? You guess? Good guess. It's going to happen. All right? Don't be nervous. Are you nervous? Good. I love people to be nervous because it's fear. Nervousness is fear, and fear is the beginning of wisdom. You're going to get smart right now. It's going to be okay, all right? Nothing will happen to you that you don't want to happen to you. Okay, we're not going to mug you, okay? All right. Okay. And you're not going to turn into a weirdo, okay? All right. You're not going to ride a bicycle around and knock on doors, you know, and, you know, wear a badge, anything like that. Saying, what's your name? No, it's not going to say Elder Brittany. You don't have to worry about that, okay? Or carrying a suitcase around. It's all right. You're ready to receive it. What I'm doing is taking time with some of the younger ones as they get ready. But do you believe you're going to receive it tonight? Yeah? All right. All right. Yeah. You going to get it tonight? You believe? You will. Yeah, I believe I will. I know I will. I will? Yes? What's going to happen? You will? Yes? Yes? God knows I'll get refilled. Espíritu Santo. Sí. Amen. Habla lengua. Yeah. When I lay my hands. Yes, sí. Your kids are going to receive the Holy Ghost. You speak in tongues. All right. What about, boy, this line grew. All right. Are you ready for it? Who wants to be first? Would you like to be first? All right. All the rest of you, come on up here. Stand up. No. Everybody in the back. Here's what I'm doing. I'm dealing with two things here, okay? These are going to receive the Holy Ghost. This is a feeling now. And when you're trying to describe and work with a feeling, it's more difficult than just preaching a message. You preach a message and you follow the Holy Ghost, but I'm reaching out after a feeling here. Because this church is going, it's this feeling, it's just this atmosphere that's going, and that's why I'm being careful with some, that some don't get left behind. Go through every great move of God, every miracle. There's always greatness and judgment. Everything goes together. It's just that way. And so what I'm asking all of you in the back to do when I start laying hands on these folks, I want you to pray through. I want you to pray through, and I want you to let the Holy Ghost come on you. All right? Very important. So we're all going to try to move in this one dimension at one time. And hopefully no one is left behind. In my younger days, I probably would have preached the judgment of God. Hot and heavy. Very heavy, I would have preached the judgment of God. But I'm being very careful. Even when Jesus looked at Judas and said, whatever thou doest, do it quickly. He gave him judgment right there. And when he betrayed him with a kiss, it wasn't no heavy thing. He just let it be done. And so everybody needs to pray through tonight. If you've had the Holy Ghost, just pray through. And in your mind saying, God, I'm going with the rest of the church. I'm not going to get caught in the judgment. I'm going over to revival. I'm going to be praying my neighbors through. I'm going to be having church on my job. Don't be afraid to pray with someone on your job at lunchtime. I promise you, I can't wait to hear that somebody asked somebody that they work with. I prayed them through. I was scared. I was talking to Jim Bob. I was talking to Billy Joe. And I said, would you like to receive the Holy Ghost right now? Because I seen that preacher do it. And he said, do you believe? Do you know Jesus died for your sins? He said, yeah. I said, then raise your hands right now. You're going to get the Holy Ghost. And I actually laid hands on Billy Bob. And Billy Bob started talking in tongues. That's the revival that this church is going to. That's what we're looking for. All right, all the rest of you that are up here right now, don't worry about him. I'm coming back to get him. Praise God. Everybody that's up here, would you bow your heads? Amen. Bow your heads. Jesus, thank you so much for what we felt tonight. The worship has been deep and powerful, God. The Spirit of God has come in here with compassion. The Spirit of God has moved in so many directions, God. And God, I know you are an awesome God, and you are a God to fear. And I fear you and tremble, God, in your presence, Jesus. Help me to be humble enough, God. Help me to be sensitive, God, enough. Help me to be meek enough, God, that I can feel after you. God, I want the Holy Ghost, God, to come. And I'm very careful as I pray with each and every one of these. As the church
begins to raise their hands, I'm going to get ready to pray with all these right here. Church, would you raise your hands? Not the ones in the front, but behind. Would you raise your hands and begin to renew the Holy Ghost? Here's the first one, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Nothing's too difficult for you. Nothing's too difficult. I'm ready for change, ready for rain, ready for favor. I know you're able to turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Overflow. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, overflow, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, we cannot contain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. All things are possible for you. All things are possible. Nothing's too difficult for you. Nothing's too difficult. Ready for change, ready for rain, ready for favor. I know you're able to turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Overflow. Turn it around.
Come on, church. Someone's going from one dimension to another dimension right now. Listen now, I'm telling you, it's thick. Come and stand in one of these adults. Come and stand in front of the child that you're in front of right now. Come stand, mom and dad. Get ready. Stand in front of them. Come stand in front of this girl right now. Stand in front of this girl. Stand in front of them. All the kids, all the adults. I'm going to pray with you, ma'am. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. Stand right in front of them. Everybody listen to me. The Holy Ghost is going to fall on you right now. Look. You're going to close your eyes. You're going to raise your hands. And the minute that you feel them lay hands on you, you're going to begin to speak in tongues. We're going to transfer this faith right now. We're going to transfer this faith. You've seen Brother Howard do it. I'm going to transfer this faith, a gift that's dropped in this church right now. Paul says, I come by to drop by a gift. Amen. Some of you are going to lay hands on people, and they're going to start receiving the Holy Ghost. Are you with me here, church? Amen. Look that person in the eye right now. Look that person. Ma'am, come here. Someone needs to pray with this girl right here. Come here, ma'am. Amen. Stand right here. You want it, right? All right, I'm going to pray with both of you. And then I'm going to pray with him. Amen.
Let it rain. 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 All things are possible for you. All things.
All right,
are
that person that's in front of you, tell them you're going
to
lay hands on them. And when you lay hands on them, tell them they're going to speak in tongues. I'm going to come down and pray with our brother right there in just a minute. Lay hands on them.
Open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing. We cannot contain. Open the